Amen. You can have your seat in God's presence. Glory be to Jesus. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Are you feeling fine? Hello, everybody. Are you feeling fine? Feeling fine. You are feeling fine. Well, thank God for His mercies, for His grace. We're coming to a season of unprecedented miracles, unprecedented miracles. In the next few days, few weeks, few months, few years, you shall be sharing an amazing miracle. Yeah. The type of one that changes the course of a man's life. Those are the kind of miracles that you are going to share. Amen. Miracles that will reposition you and put you on a complete different life dynamic. Amen. That's the type of miracles you are going to share. Today is the what? Wow. Wow, 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 wow. God is good to us, and I know that I want us to sing that song tomorrow. Jesus is my treasure. I just want us to sing it again. And I believe that that song will dawn on us. Hallelujah. That's tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow night. Sing it. Glory to Jesus. I just want to tell us three things before we go home in 10 minutes. Glenn, can you help me with this chair? How was yesterday? I want someone to quickly tell me, please, why did you turn this to me? I can just put that here. Yeah, you can just put this there. Who wants to tell me? Who wants to share their experience with me yesterday? Did anybody have an experience with the Lord yesterday? All right. Let me hear what you had with the Lord. No. Just stay where you are.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
After yesterday's service,
yeah,
that Papi Lee's anky on me, he asked a girl a question and said, who are you? And the Lord just said to me, you are a lamp. And that was all I heard. So when I was going home, he just gave me a scripture. He said, the path of the just is like a shining light. He said, you shall continue to shine more and more. So that went like that. So when I got home, in the middle of the night after praying and I slept, I saw a big cake that does not have icing on it. And I said, no. I want my icing on it. And all of a sudden, they wrapped it with an icing. And it looked so beautiful. And I noticed another thing again. Somebody was trying to get at me. And, you know, all of a sudden, I just started flying in that dream. And I woke up in the morning and God said, it is a
Jesus. Awesome. That's a definite encounter with the Lord. Who else had an encounter with the Lord yesterday? Anyone that you don't, I don't mind hearing it. Anybody had a moment with the Lord that you believe was definite? Or maybe not yesterday. I want to hear some of your definite moments with the Lord in the past 13 days. All right, let's have Wumi wants to say. Has. I'll take one or two more.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, yesterday morning, in the night before coming to church, I received a message. And, okay, I said yesterday morning, in the middle of the night, I received a message, and it was a very intimidating message. I felt very intimidated by the message, and when I came to church, I was just a little bit here and there, and when the worship started, right from, I think the person that was leading worship, and when Papi started singing, and you know, all of the worship yesterday was pointing to the fact that Jesus is King, and we sang this song, Let the Rock of My Salvation Be Exalted. So, the worship and everything that happened just helped me to, you know, lift God up and you know, see God as my King, and all the fear just came down.
Awesome.
Even afterwards, by the time I was having conversations around the message, I had written, like, even like amiss, because it was work, sort of work.
Okay, me. Yeah.
And even amiss us, you know, there was no fear, because I also prayed for like people involved. Like,
okay.
There was no fear. Like, that intimidation had come down.
Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Glory to Jesus. Who else wants to share? You had a definite experience with the Lord. Any of the days where you know that something definite happened to you? Anybody wants to share? I want to hear two more. All right. Let's hear hers first.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Prior to this program, I've been in and out of the hospital. I was not feeling so well. And when it was announced, I knew that I needed a lot of moments with God. And I didn't know how it would happen. But amazingly, I've been here every day.
Wow.
And yesterday when we got home, I was like, I don't know where this strength is coming from.
Wow.
But I just thank God because He has healed me.
Amen. Praise God. All right, let's quickly give to that. Okay, Tayo is closer.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so I'm going to start from yesterday night. So I think encounter for me did not stop here. I barely sat down when I got home, and I dozed off, and I saw that we were back in service, and there was impartation. People were... So I also received my invitation just in that. It was just a very short dream.
Wow.
So then I think for me, the encounter started I think the second day. So I think I used to know, but now I know. Like, I think I've come into some knowings. Like, I just know what to do. There has been a very massive shift. So there has been a very massive shift. So let me just say this jokingly. So I used to tell my clique of friends and wife that when I receive impartation from God, I don't, all this falling down, like it has never happened to me in my life. I know how to receive, I'll just go down. But there was But now I've come into some definite knowings. I think that's just it.
Awesome. Also, let me take two more. Let me take her. I'll take her, then I'll take maybe Bisola.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to appreciate God for his grace upon in my life.
Amen.
Actually, I was being invited here for this program. Mm. But I am a Christian, and I know the Lord. But within my journey, I just find some things not finding interest again. Mm. Because when you wait a long time for some certain things, you just find that it's not forthcoming. You know, wearied of spirit, in praying, in reading your scripture, everything. But when I came to the program, I began to find hope.
Wow.
Renewals of strength. Wow. The presence of the Holy Spirit that I enjoy so much that has left me for some time, I began to experience it back. And it gave me joy to me. I just want to give God praise to God.
Hallelujah. That's a very powerful testimony. Bisola wants to share hers. What's your name, ma? Ajoke. All right.
Thank you. Okay, so I think this day two, during the worship, while I was standing, and God was telling me some things. And when Pisa came to preach, it was the exact word that God was telling me that he said, and it just resounded again in my mind, and I held on to it. Then yesterday, I thought I knew some things, and while Pisa was ministering, while I was teaching, it just felt like my eyes were open to see what I thought I knew. And I realized that I did not know it. And that changed my strategy of praying and how I desired for that particular thing that I wanted. And my eyes, it just felt like, Bisola, I've been going through the wrong route. And I knew what I needed to do. I knew it that particular moment.
Glory to Jesus. All right, Maureen, let Maureen share. I'll take Maureen and maybe one last one. Okay.
Rich.
Yeah, good morning, Maureen.
Okay, mine was yesterday night. Okay, so the Lord showed me a great site about someone. The person is close to me. It's someone that the Lord has also, I've been praying for the person. And so when I saw it was so beautiful. And then the person began to say, is it a eulogy? Talking about yourself in a great way. And I'm like, okay, so why are you talking about yourself that way? And then when I woke up, I saw that I wasn't happy with the way she was talking about herself. So I knew that I was angry. I was angry about this person. Okay, so the gist is, There are some things that this person has been doing. There's some decision that this person has been making. I know that the Lord has shown me that these decisions are wrong. And then I've been praying for the person. I've prayed. And sometimes the Lord has given me grace to speak to the person. But the person is not just turning. And then at a certain point, I'm like, well, please just stay in your own lane. But the Lord has began to show me that the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Do I know how much he has also persevered and endured on my own case? And how that I can't even do that for her, for the person. And so I began to see how that, the way I see that, okay, this person is going through a process. You're not going through a process. It's the decision you're making, and you can't just see this thing. And then the same way that Lord was now showing me, do you know how many things I've been telling you and how many times I've been telling you, and then you have not actually turned and you are still not turning? And then the Lord began to make me see myself, see my state, and then see that even the nonsense anger I thought I was having was not worth it. Because the way the Lord sees this person is so beautiful. The Lord has decked this person with so much grace, power, and all that. And then the Lord is waiting for this person to turn, and that my anger was nothing.
Yeah.
So it was just a beautiful experience for me.
Awesome. Beautiful. And there's a brother here. Carbonair.
Praise God. Good morning, church. All right, so for me, it was yesterday, and while Papi was teaching, I got to see more, I got to understand more that the standard has not changed, it's still the same. And for me to still live the way God wants me to live, it has to be by the first fruit, Jesus. And as Papi was teaching, at first I was not understanding, because I was just like, Holy Spirit, help me understand, help me understand.
It was a simple message, wasn't it? All right.
So at first I was not understanding. I was just praying as you were teaching that, Lord, help me understand. And I, as
but really, was it? Was it? Huh? Dami? People should not let me go to my messages. Those are my simple messages. Don't let me go back to my message where nobody will understand. But really, was it? It was a straightforward.
From the beginning.
It's been a while I've heard someone say they did not understand what. Or maybe they don't say it to me. Or all right, say
it,
speak.
So it was just when, because I was actually lost when you were saying first fruit. I was like, which one is first fruit? And after some time, the Holy Spirit made me know, okay, it's Jesus they are talking about. So when he interpreted it to me like that, I was like, okay.
Okay, you're not around for the previous teaching.
I joined yesterday.
Okay, it was a continuation of. Oh, Dami, were you around for the first teaching on this? All right, go ahead.
So that was how I began to understand, and I started seeing Jesus more as the standard.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about accuracy, I just started the book of Matthew again, and Matthew chapter 4, starting from verse 14 downwards to 15, there's a prophecy there that says that the people of Zebulun and Naphtali have seen a great light, something like that. And I think it was that same yesterday or the day before yesterday, the Holy Spirit was making me see, was walked in the accuracy, like that prophecy, how he was able to key in that prophecy at that particular point in time. Alignment, and Papi also spoke about alignment that same yesterday. So it was making me see it, and after some time, it began to make me see a new pattern of life to live.
Yeah. Wow.
Beautiful. Who raised? Okay, let's. I think I love testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so my son had to make me do this because he has been like, Mom, there's something you need to say. And like, I said, is it your Hallelujah. So yesterday when Pastor was preaching, it kept on talking about first fruit. And you know, at a point, he got to this place and he said to him, I can't remember, but I'll paraphrase this. He said, if you like, don't do what God has asked you to do. Yeah? More like, there's a generation, you know. So, it was just like, he gave me a blow. Like, if you like, more like he was actually talking to me. You know, so, and then I started to see a picture of, you know, how that God, you know, wakes me up in the middle of the night to say, pray for this person. This is about to happen. Sometimes I don't yield. And of course, I suffer for it because it's either someone dies or something happens and all that. And you know, when he said, it's because he has been talking to me about, you know, the place of intercession, interceding, you know. And when he just said, if you like, it was like, if you like, don't do it, you know. And that for me gave me a leap, like, you do not have a choice. This is it. Glory to God.
Amen. Give my salute.
Good morning. So I was really, really struggling because in my head I'm like, is this so great? Do I have to share it and everything? But I said, no, I must share it. So starting from Sunday, the first day, Sunday evening, like after the first session, I literally texted Konya. I'm like, my head is already correct. Like something really, really changed in me. And then on Tuesday, when I got home, I felt really, really sick. I was cold, sore throat, everything. I'm like, God, I'm coming from service. Why would I be feeling sick? Like, so I said that I was going to pray, and I'm like, okay. He said, by his stripes I am healed. So I tapped into that. By his stripes I am healed. Like, if Jesus hung on the cross and if his blood came out from his body, then I am healed. Like, I started confessing it. And then on Wednesday, in the morning session, like, my throat was about to literally burst. But I started praying in tongues. Like, I prayed until I forgot that I was sick. Like, I literally forgot. And then after the session, I checked. I'm like, my throat is no more hurting. Everything, the cold, everything, it literally left. And then I now posted on my status that, I totally, even after that step, I forgot. But then on Thursday, I now posted on my status that I just remembered that I was sick, or that it's the same energy that I used to heal cancer. The same, any sickness you call me, it's the same energy I used to heal it, because it's by his stripes and it's in the name of Jesus. And then on Thursday, when I came in the morning, I wore a dress, and I'm like, in the afternoon, I was like, no. I was at Tiger's place. So I told her that, this is not a dress day, that I'm feeling like there's something that I have to wear, like trousers. So I told her to give me one of our company shirts and everything. So when I wore it and everything, I was feeling, I even told anointing that today feels different. Like, I feel like there's something in for me today and everything. And then that was when Papi called me out and he laid hands on me. I'm like, it felt really, really amazing. Like, getting up from there, I realized that, okay, oh, Esther, you cannot live like your mates anymore. Like, there's a call upon your life, and there is a generation that God will have you saved. So you have to, like, it's beyond you now. And then every other message following up is, like, how to conduct your life, how to know that, okay, well, it's beyond you. It's for a generation, basically.
When hands were laid on you, what experience were you having when hands were laid on you?
At first, I was really, really calm, and then everything just began to dawn on me. Like, the words that have been spoken over my life, like, it began to really, really dawn on me that I am sent. Like, it began to really, really dawn on me, like, more than ever before, that I am sent. And then even when Dizak was praying for me, she kept on saying the same thing, that God has set me apart. Like, I cannot live like other people anymore. And awesome. Then it just really began to dawn on me.
Yeah. You need to preserve that. You carry a very, there's a whole lot with you, you know, very good stuff. You need to keep it like that, keep it raw.
Good morning. So so my own experience started from day zero.
Okay.
Started from day zero. So I had a dream early in the morning on day one, I think in the midnight, Erin was started crying, and no, she started playing in the midnight, so she didn't allow us sleep. So in between of that, I fell into two dreams immediately. So I saw, it was as if I saw the principality of Agboli. It's as if it came to our window, and I was looking at it saying, what are you doing? And while in that dream, it was as if the thing came to check us. I think flew away. So I couldn't tell my wife beside me. I was like, okay. So immediately I slept again. So I had another one. I saw the elements in my room came alive, started moving, pillows started moving, everything started shaking. So I stood up, I was now looking around. So I saw a demon pointing at me from the sitting room and telling me, and so it was inaudible, but But I was telling Demon B one PM about small. I was intimidating the demon instead. So when I woke up, I wanted to tell my wife. But I said, if the demon was if it was really powerful, more powerful than we'll have, Satan will not try to attack. He will attack. So I said it's just an after court conversation. So I went to the office. So when I got to the office, my wife called me that something happened. I said, what happened? So she said she was lying down inside the room and she suddenly heard my voice and she was like, Saha! And she came outside and she was like, maybe I had missed the bus because I go to work very early. Maybe I had missed the bus and I'd come back home. She was like, where is he? So she couldn't find me. So she just remembered that she's boiling water in the kitchen and the water was mainly too there to dry. And there's gas beside that place. So I really want to thank God that God that the Holy Spirit helped us.
Yeah.
Then since day one, then after that day, I think I had another dream. Which the two dreams I had an impartation on my heart of that 21 days.
Mm.
So I had an imagination in my heart that this 21 is going to be a glorious one for me personally. So then I started praying in my heart that God would show me what posture to take, then how I need to engage. So I had a dream. I saw me and Jide were walking towards a place that you were teaching. So you were standing in front, you were teaching. So rain was falling heavily, but our clothes were not drenched there. So I...